What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Welcome to the Guilty Podcast.
Oh, my nose.
Hay fever coming at ya. You look hot. That's a good look.
So itchy. My mum used to always get so angry at me for itching my nose like that. She'd be like, don't. The wind will blow and your nose will get stuck like that.
How else are you supposed to itch it? Oh, you do have a booger in your nose.
Oh, no. I'm going to get it. Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it.
Did I?
No, yeah, I think so. I can only see it when you've done this one.
Oh, well, I don't want you to see it.
So don't worry. Oh, now that's made my nose itchy.
I'll just suck it back up.
All right, so welcome to the Guilty Podcast where we're suffering from chronic hay fever.
I don't know if it's hay fever, though. I just feel like, I think it's the heat and you just feel sweaty and itchy and gross.
Yeah, today's like, it's the hottest I've felt it
yeah.
this year. It's just, we had like a week of rain, it felt cold, and then today is like, boom.
Yeah.
It's hot as.
It's crazy. And
I've been absolutely mauled by mosquitoes.
Yeah, which, I tell you what, we've gone from having an apartment where there was no bugs to living in a house where it's like, holy moly, there's bugs everywhere.
We've got Christmas beetles. We've got a butterfly growing in the guilty room.
Growing?
Well, I think it turned into a butterfly today.
Isn't that a moth that turns into a butterfly?
What?
Moths turn into butterflies, don't they? Wait, what? Which way?
Do you mean a caterpillar?
Because moths are so ugly. I knew it was something ugly that turned into a butterfly.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I went out in the guilty shed before and butterfly.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I swear that wasn't there yesterday, but I don't know. She's so crazy. I want to just quickly get started by saying thank you, everyone, for the support on the smile tees last week. Can't wait to get them into everyone's hot little hands. And we've got a pre-sale going on this week, which ends on Sunday.
Yes.
So if you want to get some new products at a discounted rate, the hat there, the hat I'm wearing, some other tees, a jumper, crop tee, things we're not wearing because we don't even have them yet.
Yeah.
There's your chance.
You don't have that.
I don't have what?
The singlet.
Well, I've got the singlet.
Yeah.
But no, we don't sell these anymore right now. But pre-sale for that ends this Sunday because we have to place the bulk order. So if you want to get it early, you'll be sent those items as soon as we get them in and they're for 30% off. So
and your main squeeze is packing the order for you. Not your main squeeze, your main gal.
Your main gal. Am I the main squeeze? You're the main gal.
Yeah, apparently. So in the last, was it the last podcast we did?
It was the last podcast where you said that, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty cool of me.
Very cool, honey.
But we've had this like issue of bugs, right? Going back.
Yeah, I was done with that.
Yeah, I was like, get off
that. I was just letting the people know what's going on.
And I've just been spraying the house with mosquito repellent because I'm like, James keeps waking up with mosquito bites all over him. I don't, so maybe it's just him being dirty.
At the moment, I feel like an ice junkie.
Yeah, you look like one too.
You're an asshole. Dude, I got all these little scabs. They're actually, my arms aren't too bad, but all over my legs.
I'm so glad I don't have that.
And I just wake up grinding at them at night.
Grinding at them?
Grinding, itching them.
Yeah, not good. Well, I mean, hopefully we can cure that when the pavers are down because I'm definitely going to get the whole house bombed.
What kind of bomb? Like C4? Bit of TNT? Just
no, like the ultimate bomb. What's that called? The ultimate bomb?
I know what you're talking about. I'm just talking shit. And you're just like looking at me like, you idiot. Oh, like a nuke.
Yeah.
A nuke. Oh, you meant ultimate bomb. Like, what's the biggest bomb? Yeah. I'm here thinking, what? Sorry. Oh, my bad.
That's too funny.
I was thinking like ultimate bomb is something for a bug bomb. It's like, that's what it's called.
Well, I mean, that would sound pretty cool. Maybe we should start that.
Yeah, but no, we can nuke it.
The ultimate bomb gets rid of like
everything.
Snakes, lizards,
the people in it.
The people, the neighbors that are annoying.
Yeah, the footings,
the
everything.
Strangers.
Yeah, maybe even the whole block.
Yeah, there you go. It's the ultimate bomb.
Mm, everything.
But while I can hear it because it's very, very loud, I really wanted to ask you this question, and I would love to know our feedback from our listeners, all you listeners out there.
Yeah, or a couple million of you.
Yeah.
Small numbers.
What are we thinking of the evaporative cooling?
I hope that's not coming through these mics right now.
Oh, no, I don't think it is, but I just am interested for your opinion on it.
I think it works better than expected.
Yeah.
It's just noisy as hell.
It's noisy, and I just don't like the fact that I have to cool the whole house with it.
I agree.
Like, I want to be able to cool one room.
It's a little weird as well that you have to open up all your windows.
So weird.
I understand that that's the point. But there's a little, like, I'd much rather have the windows closed.
And cool everything down. And
yeah, exactly. Because, like, you know when you got the windows open and the curtains banging on the window?
Yeah.
Like, there's just all these other noises.
I know, and because if it's windy outside, but it's hot still, then you've got the wind banging.
Yeah. You know? It's, Well, we did get a quote to get.
Yeah, which...
What do you even call it? Like an actual system.
Yeah, but I could also just get a reverse cycle on the wall.
See, I think that would be good.
I feel like we should just do that for this summer because I'm already concerned that today was really hot and I feel like I couldn't come home and just like sit in a room and be cool.
Yeah, like because the what's the house called again?
Evaporative cooling.
Evaporative cooling. It like cools the house, but it's not cold. Cold,
yeah. It's like
it just makes it like
fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah.
But like, you know how sometimes in summer when it's really hot, you want the aircon on and you wouldn't sit inside with a blanket on.
Yeah.
Because you want to be absolutely freezing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Eve, come on. Sorry, guys. Eve thinks that it's sushi time, but it's not.
Sushi time.
But yeah, so I definitely feel like I'm just going to get one because I've been thinking about it today and I'm like, we just need it. It's not working for me.
That's fair enough. I think the neighbors might appreciate it too.
I know, it's so loud outside.
Yeah, because the evaporative cooling unit inside is kind of loud.
Yeah.
But outside, what's this? Like,
it sounds like a spaceship taking off. Yeah, we are a spaceship taking off.
Sounds like Elon Musk is working in our backyard on the next. I don't know if it makes that kind of noise.
E.T. Sounds more... phone home.
Yeah, imagine if it just took off.
Is it E.T. phone home or go home?
E.T. phone home.
Oh.
I don't know if I've ever watched the movie though. I could be wrong.
I haven't.
I just know that part of the movie, right?
I just strap off everyone's sayings because I'm the saying strapper.
You just strap off everyone's sayings. Yeah, you've stolen Roves at the end of our podcast.
What was that thing when you're at school and you're like, you strapped me or something? No. What is it? You copycat.
Copycat, dirty rat.
No, I wouldn't say that. What? Oh, we just arrived all together. Copycat, dirty rat. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. You've lost me.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, that must be a private school thing.
Have you ever tried speaking and not saying or and?
I practice doing that all the time.
Do you?
100%.
Okay, for the rest of the podcast, let's not say or and.
What if you get caught doing it?
Then you have to drink.
Drink what?
Your soda water.
I want to drink it anyway.
We got soda water and Hydrolite. We were that hot and dehydrated. We were just like, get us some hydrolation.
Hydration. Hydrolation. Hydrolation is better than hydration. It's actually
so much better.
It's actually a new thing we're doing.
soda water with Hydrolite.
Hydrolation water. It doesn't make any sense. But yes, honey, we can go with that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's our new thing is hydrolation water.
And no, so yeah.
And yeah. Yeah is the one I hate.
So yeah. Or yeah. So yeah. So, or yeah.
It's very different. I already said before.
Did you?
once. You didn't notice. I caught myself. That's what I was saying. It's really I was saying I already done it, and you were too busy laughing at hydration.
That's so good.
Which is, you know, about to be the most common term used in Australia for getting hydrated.
Hydration. Actually, I was looking at those
hydro flasks.
Special things. Yeah.
There's a yeah.
Well, I was agreeing with you. It wasn't like I was saying. So
you
yeah.
mean for the hydro water that I was talking about?
Hydrogen water. Into the filtration.
Yep.
Yeah, but I was looking at this thing today that came up on my. Maybe it is the same thing. It came up on my Instagram, and it was like a little machine that you put water through, I think, and it filters it for you, and you can get a drink bottle that does it too.
There might be a few different.
But it says that gives you energy.
Yeah, so I think that would have been a hydrogen.
Yeah,
Hydrogen water bottle.
Hydrolation water bottle.
Yeah, hydrolation water bottle, which I did want to buy, but they're just so expensive.
Yeah, they look really
cool.
How much
was it, the one?
I didn't see. Eve, enough.
Yeah, because what I was listening to when I was hearing people talk about them is that they help you get hydrated. For some reason, the hydrogen helps you receive. Well, it's not H2O, is it?
Is hydrogen what you put in soda water, though?
I don't think so. But I'm no scientist.
Oh, no, it's carbon dioxide.
I really couldn't tell you.
Oi! No chewing.
As long as she's not chewing the wires.
She's chewing my basket. You chewy monster.
But yeah, so did you get one?
No.
But you considered it?
No, because I don't have enough money for that.
Yeah. Well, I went down the rabbit hole about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, of water and health. And there was all these things I want to do, and everything I looked at, I was like, that's just too expensive. I'm just going to keep poisoning myself.
You know, I was at work and a filtration company called me.
Yeah.
I was like, why are they calling me? I didn't show interest in them. You did. And they called me and they were like, we want to book in a time to come to your house to put the filter on your whole. They didn't say anything.
Yeah. There's another one.
Oh, what do you mean another one?
An.
I just said one. That was my first one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
It's not another one.
Yeah, okay. Continue.
I need a drink.
Oh. Oh, rebel.
So refreshing. Hydrolation water.
You can't keep pulling yourself up on it. People listening will be like, shut up. Maybe not, actually. Someone's got to count them.
About what people think, mate.
No, I don't. Well, I want this to be audibly pleasing.
Yes, darling. Oh my god, I can't. We just got to give up on that now.
You know why they called you?
They called me.
You know why?
Why? Eve, enough.
Because whenever I want something, I put down your details. I didn't actually.
Yeah, anyway, that would be a smart move, though. They booked in for this Friday morning, and then they've called me back about 500 times to cancel.
So they're not coming this Friday?
No.
Can I ask what options they're actually bringing? Murphy! Oi! No! Sorry, guys. Dog just tried to steal the podcast wire from the mic. Just started legging it.
She thinks she's so funny.
Come here, Murph.
Yeah, so it was a filter for the whole
house.
Comes in, yeah. The water that comes in the whole house.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and he said, he was talking to me, he goes, it was so funny because I was about to walk in to this interview panel thing and I'm talking to him and I'm like, I've got to go. And he's like, but hang on, do you notice calcium build up on your skin? And I was like, what? I was like, why would I notice calcium build up on my skin? And then he's like, you know, the white stuff that goes on your shower screen. And I was like, oh, yeah, I see that. And he was like, yes, that means you've got too much calcium in your water and this filter will get rid of it for you.
That's good. Did he mention or did you ask about if it removes fluoride?
I did, and it doesn't.
It doesn't.
So there's no point in it. So,
well, that's not true.
Oh.
That's not true. There's heaps of other metals and stuff in your water that's probably not good for you.
Mm.
Fluoride seems to be the one thing that, like, is difficult to remove.
Yeah.
And there's very few companies that can actually get that out. I'm not even sure if those ones you have installed, like, at work, those real good ones with the boiling and the chilled water. I don't think they do either.
Yeah. They're just really about the cold and the hot and the sparkling.
But friend of the show, Lockie Gunner.
Yeah.
He was saying to me.
What's he going to do?
Nothing. He's going to take me to the Sharks game because he lost his bet.
Boys.
He was saying, I think he installs them in shower heads to filter your water. And he was saying that it will generally make you feel better.
Yeah, this is what this guy was saying.
Yeah, because he was talking to me about him. Because this is when me and Lockie were just becoming mates. And he goes, you look like someone that listens to Joe Rogan, don't you? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I bet you fucking take cold showers, don't you? I was like, yeah. And he's like, you're an idiot. He's like, you should just get a water filter on your shower and it will make... It's not for the same reasons. Yeah. But he was saying that it does help.
That's cool. We should try it.
I think we should.
Where do you get that from?
Well, there's a few different companies. I don't know what the best value is. But I'd be curious what these people say if they can do it so it solves the whole house. But I assume that's going to be an expensive option.
Yeah, right.
But why? It would just be one pipe.
Yeah.
No, so maybe
one
not.
Pipe. There'd be 500 different pipes in here.
No, but we only get water from one source to the house.
Oh, true.
Like, yes, you've got...
We actually need to get a plumber here because there's something funky going on outside.
Yeah, the smell of sewage every now and then.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Don't know what that's from.
It's kind of gross.
Mm. We'll get that solved
too. Ever since Dad put that cistern in. Do you reckon?
I couldn't tell you.
Mm.
Couldn't tell you.
Anyways, today we went to... Today. Good one, Michaela. You're great. We went to Beer Fest on the weekend, people.
Jeez, I had a good time.
You sure did.
I had an absolute ripper.
I had a pretty fucking good time too. Ooh, did not swear. Wasn't me. That was James. I had a good time too. It was a blast. We met some amazing people. We drank a lot of beers.
Yep.
And we danced in the rain and in the mud. We took the puppies. They had a ball.
Just sort
good
of.
Good vibes. Good vibes all around.
Murphy wasn't having a ball when it started raining hard.
Yeah, she just wanted to sleep. I think she was just tired. She didn't care.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
It
was just more she was tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I'm already keen for next year.
Same.
I feel like the rain made the event better.
Oh, absolutely. It was so funny. We first got there. I had these white Converses on. Like, silly me. Who would have thought to wear white
That's
Converses?
Absolutely not what you're wearing.
Was.
You were wearing white sandals, white Birkenstocks. I was like, you definitely weren't wearing white Converses. I can guarantee you.
In my head, I could see them, what I was actually wearing. Bless you. Sneeze.
You bitch. Oh, my God. You just ruined it.
That's so good. Isn't it crazy? Isn't that crazy that that happens? Why does that happen?
You wait. I'm going to get you back. That's so annoying.
Yeah, but why does that happen?
Now my eyes are all fucked.
Please continue with your story about your white Converses.
That weren't Converses. In my head, I could literally see my white Birkenstocks, but I was calling them Converses for some reason. I don't know. Anywho, walk on in, sludged on in. We walked probably...
It was...
Three or four more steps and I was like, just got to go with it now.
It was literally got through the front gate and then it was a pit of mud.
Oh, and within like 5 meters. Slushy puddles.
Mm.
There
was not a dry spot.
Yeah. But as soon as you kind of got over the fact that you were just going to get messy, it was so much fun. And I ended up throwing my shoes in the bin, guys.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. And I had no shoes on for ages.
I thought you must have stuffed them somewhere.
No, nah, I put them in the bin because I was like, where else am I going to put them?
Yeah,
that's and fair. They were so dirty anyway.
Like, yeah. I feel like that's what made the event kick on the way it did, though, because everyone there was thinking, well, I'm already filthy.
Yeah.
So I may as well just have a few beers
yeah.
and just kick it.
Yeah.
Like, it started belting down rain at one point. I don't think anyone left.
No.
Like, everyone just kind of went,
but a lot of people had rain jackets on too, which was good.
Yeah. And it was good, though, the rain did only last about 10 minutes, maybe 15.
Mm.
Then it got warm again.
Yeah. And it was a cracker of a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned up for us, Canberra, bringing the heat.
Yeah, and Ben spoke bringing the bales. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I had the what was that one that I was having? That was 6%.
No brainer.
That was great. That was so good. But yeah. Anywho, that was our weekend. A bit wild for you, but what do you know? All right, we've got a question from our audience.
Do we just?
Because we're live right now. No, I'm joking. That'd be weird.
Murphy, no.
Murphy, girl. No. I can't stop scratching. I feel like an itchy monster.
Murphy, no.
Sorry, our dog is right now, again, chewing a cord. Naughty girl.
You can't chew on that, man.
Okay, so the question is, can you please post more than once a week for our podcast?
Where's that comment coming from? Because I do.
What?
Yeah.
We only do one podcast a week.
Oh, as in a full... I was thinking you're talking about the mini clips.
No.
We can actually. I think that's going to be... Like, Christmas break is coming up. I think we're going to have a bit of a break from this.
Yes.
Because we're going to be all over the shop.
And we've kind of got to plan a little bit for next year. So I feel like our time will be more spent into kind of sitting down and making a plan of what we want to do, what we don't want to do, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But I think we should be trying to do at least two of these a week.
Yeah.
And I also believe we should be upping the time.
Yeah.
From half an hour to maybe even not to an hour, maybe to 45 minutes. And then from there, we can work on an hour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's take it in baby steps.
Yeah.
Or 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Twice a week.
Do you really want to listen to my pretty voice for that long, people?
I don't. Do you know what, though? I really want to talk about footy.
I'd have to start watching it further.
But I just can't. I can't talk with you about footy.
Why not?
Because you don't give a flying fuck.
Well, how about I challenge you to, when the footy season starts, I will watch at least once a game with you each week so we can talk about it on the podcast.
I don't think that's... We'll give it a crack when footy season starts. I reckon it's not about the actual games. I reckon we need to talk about all the off-field bullshit that happens in NRL.
And I'll
like players like, caught taking...
Or you know, wags. I love talking about wags.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe we could cover some of that.
Yeah. You remember? You know what I loved the best about the old school footy show? Like, that footy show I would watch, no doubt,
Reg
about
Reagan.
Every Thursday night.
Bring back the Biff.
No. Like, the questions and answers thing they did with the wives and partners.
Oh, yeah. How well do you know your partner?
Yeah, something type like that. Thing. That yeah. was so good.
Yeah.
That was my favorite segment.
That was funny. My favorite was Red Reagan or Matty Johns and Bo Ryan.
Oh, Bo Ryan.
Bo Ryan was hilarious as well.
I wonder what he's doing now.
The Amazing Race.
Oh.
And I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Isn't it? Oh.
Yeah, he's just a host, TV host.
Come on, Bo Ryan, start back up the footy show.
Now, you got the Matty Johns show now.
I reckon put Bo Ryan and Erin Mullen on the footy show together. No, what's that girl's name that we like? She's a...
Oh, Alana Ferguson.
Alana Ferguson. Love to watch that show, yeah. Wouldn't we?
I'd watch it all day long. It'd be a 24-hour news channel.
That would be great. Throw a bit of Channing Tatum in there dancing, and then you've
got it. Bo Ryan, Alana Ferguson, Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.
Ultimate show.
So random, but yeah. Got it. And you would like
it. And now to Magic Mike for the weather. Hey, guys. I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know. I need some moves, like, but I don't have any moves.
It looks like you had gumboots on.
Yeah. I needed some moves. Yeah. It's my stripper moves. I was going to break out. Weird. I was going to try break out into the Macarena while trying to tell the weather, but I couldn't do two things at once.
Oh.
That was too difficult. Yeah. I got confused.
It's usually what guys say.
Huh? Sorry, I stopped listening.
Because you can't do two things at once.
Yeah, right. Just sick of you talking shit.
Okay, and I just would like to shout out another someone on here. Because we did something a bit different this week, as I have been packing the orders for Guilty. And I asked James if I was able to pack a smiley tee into someone's order. So they would receive the smiley tee before they could have actually ordered it. Well, they probably could have ordered it, but as in...
Well, they probably got it before... They might have even received it last week.
Yeah, potentially. So the person that won this lucky shirt was Jaden Squire. And I really want to call him Jaden Squire.
Jaden Squire. Yeah, we'll call him that.
Is that so, like, why am I wanting to call him that?
Because of James Squire, the beer.
Ah, duh.
Yeah.
Always goes to alcohol this month.
It's literally because we were looking at James Squire beer.
Yeah.
Like an hour ago at the Aldi.
Is it called James Squire?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, there you go, James Jaden Squire. Jaden Squire, you were the winner chicken dinner, and you haven't even told us that you were so happy about it yet.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, did he?
He messaged us through Guilty as soon as you put up the story.
Oh, did he? That's so cool.
Yeah, he was like, oh, that's mad. I was going to buy one anyway.
Aw, yeah. That's so nice.
And then I was like...
I feel so much better now. I was...
He didn't just totally flog you off.
I thought I was being so cool doing that. And then I don't get any response back.
No, there was a response. It was like pretty much as soon as you uploaded that to Guilty.
Yeah.
I must have got a response like...
Aww. Like pretty much
straight away. Jade.
Well done.
Good stuff, good sir.
Good stuff, good sir. Claps to you.
Jaden Squire. Jaden Squire, he's a man of the people. clap.
You know what this is? No. Not two. One.
What is clap, this? Clap.
That's me pretending to be a little elf.
What?
How is Santa's little elf putting presents into people's packages.
But why is clapping with one finger on each hand like this? Why does that make you an elf? Just because it's quiet?
Yeah, and they talk like this. Clap, 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 clap.
Have you ever seen a child clap? It's still loud.
Nah.
Just because you're small doesn't mean you can't clap loud.
The more area of the hand, the less... the more...
Clapping's all about technique.
Yeah, like cupping.
Yeah. That's why kids can't do it yet, because they just...
Well, you can't do it like this.
Well, no, because there's no...
All right, no one wants to hear that.
Is this your show, is it?
It's the Michaela Johns show.
Michaela Johns. She's lost the plot.
Don't you know that? The something Johns show?
The Maddie Johns show. Yeah. Like I was just talking about.
Oh my god.
Michaela's too hydrolated, everyone. Michaela has had way too much hydrolation.
I actually even haven't had a wine. I've just had water, guys.
That's no.
This is me.
Actually, maybe you're suffering from heat stroke.
No, I think I'm struffling. It's too bad.
And we'll be right back.
And so, yeah.
Have a drink. Yeah. Sort it out. That's it. Okay. Perfect.
Say hi to your mum for me.
We're not ending it there.
Why not? Because that was the perfect ending.
It wasn't the perfect ending.
Oh.
I still wanted to talk about some stuff.
What?
Like, say hi to your mum for me.
Hey, you can't take my saying. Say hi to your mum for me.